WPHK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A state senator attacked. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened last night during protests in Wisconsin, where Fox's Jeff Manasso is live.
Dave, Wisconsin State Senator Tim Carpenter took to Twitter last night saying that he was attacked while filming video outside the state capitol in Madison. The Democrat saying he was punched and kicked in the head and neck and ribs, that innocent people will be killed, and that the violence must stop. Two statues were also toppled. The destruction in Madison follows the arrest of a black man who disrupted a restaurant with a bullhorn and a baseball bat. Dave.
Now, Jeff, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers just put out a statement. The Democrat says he's prepared to activate the National Guard to protect state buildings. And the protests that happened last night in Washington, an American flag was burned. The night after they tried to take down a statue and set up a protest zone, President Trump tweeted, "They're lowlifes who must be stopped." And an earlier tweet has been flagged by Twitter. Hidden in it, the president wrote, "There will never be an autonomous zone in D.C. It will be met with serious force." Twitter called that abusive behavior, violating its rules. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, just told Fox,
"I think the broader issue is what's important here. There's a huge difference to the president and the rest of us between peace and protesting and violence and vandalism."
Former President Obama took aim at the Trump administration.
"The shambolic, disorganized, mean-spirited approach to governance that we've seen."
He helped Joe Biden raise $11 million in an online fundraiser. The coronavirus keeps spiking up. The nearly 35,000 new U.S. cases reported yesterday is the most in a day since April. Arizona and Texas seeing record high infections. So is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
"This is real. Now, they are testing more than they were, for sure, but they're also testing positive at a higher rate."
America's listening to Fox News.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
David Horowitz's new book about President Trump is out. It's called Blitz. In Blitz, Horowitz warns that Antifa wants to stop Trump and crush our freedoms. Blitz predicted that race would be a big issue, but Trump has a secret plan for the election. Mike Huckabee says if everyone reads Blitz, Trump will win. A number one Amazon bestseller. Get Blitz at bookstores or get the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. Blitz411.com.
An attempt at reforming police in the Senate may go nowhere today. Democrats will vote against allowing it to proceed. They don't think it goes far enough. House Democrats are working on their own reform plan. And today, in 3 hours, they'll hold a hearing on the Roger Stone case. The ex-Trump associate who got 3 years in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering, a lighter sentence than he could have gotten.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Zelinsky is expected to tell Congress Roger Stone was being treated differently from other defendants because of his relationship to the president. In prepared remarks for the House Judiciary Committee ahead of a hearing Wednesday, Zelinsky says he raised repeated concerns in writing and orally that political favoritism was wrong. Zelinsky was a member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team and ultimately resigned from the Stone prosecution after the Justice Department recommended a far more lenient sentence than prosecutors requested. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The NASCAR News investigation took a turn when the FBI concluded it was a misunderstanding involving the only black driver in the Cup Series.
NASCAR President Steve Phelps thanked the FBI for their quick and thorough investigation into the news found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega over the weekend, revealing there will be no charges levied.
Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. For us at NASCAR, this is the best result we could hope for.
The pull-down rope in garage stall 4 apparently having a knot tied into it since October of last year, creating what seems to be a misunderstanding, but Phelps standing by NASCAR's approach.
We would have done the same investigation. It was important for us to do. There is no place in our sport for this type of racism or hatred.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now, Wallace still insists that was not just a looped rope, it was a noose. Major League Baseball is planning a 60-game season to start a month from now, spring training, July 1st. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Rantoul police are investigating the shooting of a 17-year-old male. The News Gazette says police said officers were dispatched to the 1600 block of Harper Drive on the former Chanute Air Force Base on Monday afternoon. The teen had been shot in the leg and was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police talked to several witnesses and a suspect description is incomplete. Police are reviewing surveillance video. The state expects to move into phase four of the reopening plan on Friday. Governor J.B. Pritzker came out with new guidelines. Phase four allows for indoor dining at restaurants and allows for the reopening of businesses like movie theaters and other theaters, museums and zoos, and health and fitness centers. Phase four also allows for the limit for gatherings to go up from 10 to 50 people or fewer. That would apply to funerals, events, and meetings. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking good. We're already at 68, up to 81. Partly cloudy conditions later, and then maybe a stray shower early. We've got a low 58 into the evening tonight. Mostly sunny with the high 86 tomorrow, down to 63. 91 as we wrap up the week Friday, down to 72. A chance of showers at 20% with those partly cloudy conditions. Again, we're at 68. Hope you're having a good morning. We're ESPN 93.5.
Into the 8 o'clock hour. Always welcoming your messages on Facebook Live. We're also on YouTube channel. We're on Twitter Live as well. And, of course, ESPN 93.5, the old terrestrial radio. We stream. We podcast. Yes, into the 21st century we go, trying to do all the platforms, because everything is now on demand, right? That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a blood drive. James Chandler is a physician's assistant here in Champaign-Urbana. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing really, really great. I was just taken back by the critical nature Champaign County's in when it comes to blood. I guess everything stopped with COVID. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we had this kind of imperfect storm, I guess, where schools canceled and businesses are shut down, where we usually get a lot of our blood for our community. But it was okay because all of the procedures and elective surgeries had also been postponed. But then all of a sudden we opened it up and the hospitals were ready to try to get all those surgeries going. And so, you know, we really pushed forward with those. They did a great job of getting everybody through, but now we're kind of left with this back shortage of blood to be able to try to support the next wave as we go forward.
Now, when you say I need blood, when you do a shoulder surgery, why would you need blood? Why would you need, is it just for safety precautions?
Absolutely. There's a lot of arteries. Anytime that you do a surgery, you always have a risk of bleeding.
Okay.
And so you always want to have some extra blood on hand, not to mention with cancer treatments, people often need blood transfusions from their cancer treatments. Unfortunately, we're going into summertime where, wish it didn't happen, but a lot more people have traumatic injuries in the summertime and just need that emergency blood.
Diane Ducey gave up to her limit yesterday. She's now a 10-gallon girl.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that is way to be, Diane. Thank you.
That's really good.
So, I've been going at it since 16 years old when we had a blood drive at the high school. So.
Good for you. Well, James, we need people, and I guess the question is, how do they do it and be safe and don't catch anything? And because that's some of the reservation, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are going to be set up in the blood mobiles and doing scheduled appointments so we never have too many people there at once, and maintaining all the social distance protocols, going to ask that people, staff and donors alike, wear masks. And they've really got a good system going to make sure that everybody's safe, because safety is, kind of the first and foremost with any event that we're going to go forward with.
Okay. So how do they do it? What do they do? What's the website? How do they? Because I see you sent that to me, and I see two are available at this time and one here, two there. So there's gaps here we could fill up.
Absolutely. So we've been sharing on our Facebook, which is just Square One Healthcare, all in letters. I sent you the link there, so we can definitely share it out on you guys' social media. And then I believe that the Central Illinois Blood Bank's website, you can look for Find a Drive, and this is the Stone Creek Blood Drive, as it'll be held in Stone Creek Church parking lot in Urbana.
Okay. Stone Creek Church parking lot, Urbana. You said Saturday?
Yep. Saturday from 9:30 to 3:30.
Okay. And again,
that's right off Race and Windsor.
It is.
We are really, I mean, has the county been this low on blood ever?
You know, they actually have not. I think we were kind of talking a little bit. They've, with all the drives they had planned and that they've had to cancel and that are currently not planned, it actually caused a change of about 20,000 units to be available in the area. You know, the Red Cross does a phenomenal job with disaster relief. But the day-in, day-out blood that's supplied to our community between OSF and Carl and Christy actually all comes from our local blood bank, the Central Illinois Blood Bank.
How many surgeries were we behind because we kind of shut everything down?
I believe it was around 6,000.
What? In this county?
I believe so.
6,000?
Yeah, I think Senator Chapin Rose had talked about that, too.
6,000?
Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, they had doctors and surgeons coming in working on Saturdays.
Unbelievable. All right. So and then if you don't have the blood, you just can't do the surgery because you got to have the safety net, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Right. You know, just a quick personal story with seeing the impact of blood availability to surgery. We talked, previously, recent trip to Afghanistan, and one particular event stands out where we had just incredible surgeons. We had somebody come in with a pretty significant injury, and had we not had the blood on hand that we had, we would not have been able to get that person out of our facility. No matter how great the surgeons were, it was the availability of blood for transfusion that really was allowed, let that person survive.
And tell me why you were in Afghanistan, James?
I was just with the Army from, I got back around mid-January there.
But. I didn't know you were in the Army. Huh.
Yep.
So now you're a patriot. Now you're a PA. Now you're a person that can...
There's a good guy.
Fix people.
We're getting some questions, James. Mike had said, I'm diabetic. Can I give blood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we'll have snacks there. Just make sure you eat something ahead of time. But as far as that goes, that is no problem whatsoever.
And as far as turnaround time, what does the typical blood donor takes about 45 minutes or so?
Yeah, we actually will dedicate about an hour just getting there, filling, knocking out paperwork, all that type of stuff. But the actual donation time, about 20 minutes to 45 minutes.
And some people don't know the type of their blood. Can you do that? And how long does that take?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. So especially blood type is pretty popular right now with some of the evidence coming out that there's a strong possibility that certain blood types are more susceptible or resistant to severe COVID infections. And so giving blood is a good, easy, free way to help and find out your blood type. Typically within 4 to 6 weeks, you'll get a card in the mail that shows what your blood type is.
Okay.
Dave says, ask him if there's a need for double red cell donations.
So as far as the double red cell goes, I think we're willing to take any donations that we have. So as long as, they do the screening and, your iron and hemoglobin levels are good, which is something, as part of the safety precautions, we're more than happy to have it,
Yeah. Well, I know. Do you have a rank, James?
Major.
Wow.
Okay.
See, my whole thing just changed on you just now. I mean, dang, Major Chandler. What the heck is
that? No,
come on, Major Chandler. Let's go, Major.
Hey, I have a hard time getting my kids to eat peas just like everybody else.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, listen, we appreciate you serving your country. And people can actually, because the way to go is having somebody that I can text and maybe telemedicine or come in on a Saturday. That's the service you offer as a physician's assistant, and you're partnered with your doctor friend. So you guys, it's called Square One?
Yeah, Square One Healthcare, yep.
Okay, so you can take people, and what you do is you pay relatively peanuts to get your service. And didn't you tell me that I could come in and get a cholesterol test that costs $450 at Carl for how much?
It's about $7 for our patients. Yeah.
Nice. And so I would save approximately $443. Okay.
It all depends on insurance, but at least For us, we know ahead of time what the cost is going to be with our transparency of pricing.
Okay, Major, we appreciate you, my friend. Okay, where do we go to sign up for the blood drive Saturday, Stone Creek Church?
So again, you can find the link. We have an event set up on our Facebook page, Square One Healthcare, and that's all lettered, Square One Healthcare, facebook.com/Square One Healthcare, or through the Central Illinois Blood Bank's website there as well. I believe you can look for a blood drive and find a Stone Creek Church blood drive.
Knew you were a good guy. Now you're a better guy because you're even a patriot, for Pete's sake. Anyway, thanks for the info, and we hope a lot of people will take part in this. Let's catch up on our blood donations.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
you know, James. I know everybody's been trying to think of a way to help, and this is a way to,
that
we
a way
can
to
help our community. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, James. Appreciate
everything you guys do. Have a great day, buddy.
James Chandler.
Square One Healthcare. You can search for that on Facebook. And the event is coming up after 9 on Saturday, the 27th. Stone Creek Church is located at Race in Windsor.
I have a great deal of respect for people that serve in the military. Your daughter, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that commits to do that, I have a different level. Because I know what it takes from the standpoint of what your commitment is, the training you have to go through. The uncomfortable moments that are many. He goes to Afghanistan because he's told he needs to go to Afghanistan. He just goes. He doesn't question it. He goes.
That's right.
And that's how we have kept this as long as we have for 244 years because of that. Don't you think we have we would have lost this a long time ago if we weren't willing to fight for the liberties and freedoms we take for granted? It's because of that that we are here today with what we have and the blessings that we have incurred through the gracious, amazing power of God and people like James willing to serve their country. And it's, I can't speak highly enough, and I feel the same way for police officers and firefighters and ambulance drivers and the people that are out there. Can you imagine going to a horrible car wreck and being the first on the scene? I just don't know how those images go away at 5 o'clock.
Right.
It's a sacrifice, and God bless those that want to do it, because I'd struggle to do that, because I just would. I'm just kind of an up-with-people kind of guy. I just don't know if I want to be around all that, but yet if we don't have people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and do what has to be done, we wouldn't have what we have. So
all of these professions are looking for good employees right now, too.
Well,
so if you're into that, maybe now's the time to reach out and say, what do I do to be a part of this?
Well, what you could do firstly is give some blood. I had no idea. Critical levels, I think we're 20,000 units short. Because I had no idea the blood drives were a month to month, week to week. I mean, all the time.
That's true.
Going.
I mean, it's always
everybody
happening.
Everybody that gives blood stop because of this. And you say, well, I can't go out. I'm, you know, well, now we can, and they're doing it safely with appointments and everything else. So
when I went in yesterday, everybody with face masks and gloves like that on, not only the workers, but the people giving too.
Sure. Busey. They've got this Community Reinvestment Act CRA scholarship. You've got another 5-6 days to apply for it. It's $1,000. Not going to change your life completely, but it'll sure help. So if you want $1,000 for tuition, fees, books, and supplies, make sure that you and your student apply. Deadline, again, is this coming Tuesday. A week from today is July, believe it or not. $1,000 scholarships will be awarded to the recipient by Thursday, August 1. Over the past decade, Busey has provided over $250,000 in college scholarships. And
wow.
if you're set up to apply like we were, this is a cinch. You just get the same stuff they're asking for, and you send it in, and you wait. Why not? It's $1,000.
Exactly.
Maybe nobody's applied for this. Maybe you just walk away with it. Fulfilling dreams since 1868, Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise from its Money Smart Youth Program, which you can find at Busey.com. You can teach kids a little more about money. They got videos, all kinds of cool things. Community Reinvestment Act scholarships going on until next Tuesday. Busey, humbled to help children of all ages pursue their dreams. You can go to Busey.com to explore these programs. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC. All right, we will be right back. We're going to get your weather. We'll get your Fox Business Minute. We're going to talk to a producer and a director of Animal Crackers. It's animated, kind of an animated movie that I think looks fantastic.
Oh, Dirk from Muhammad is asking, will that blood test for Corona
I don't think that's the same thing. No, right. They're just drawing blood. They're not testing blood.
But if you did have a concern with that, that they're still doing that at Marketplace Mall in that area.
Testing for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a free deal, too, for anybody.
It is.
Let's check your weather.
All right. We've got a high of 81 expected today. Very pleasant day for us. Tonight's low is at 58, and then tomorrow's high at 85, down to 63 with mostly sunny conditions. Again, just a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. On Friday, partly cloudy, high 91, low 72. We're at 69 now with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll do the Fox Business Minute. It looks like the market will open a couple of hundred points down. We'll get the latest on that. Glad you're listening. It's Wednesday at 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
CVS is selling coronavirus testing kits to companies who want to test their employees. The drugstore company is also creating plans for temperature checks, seasonal flu vaccines, and other immunizations. Olympus is getting out of the camera business. It plans to sell the camera unit to investment firm Japan Industrial Partners. Olympus, based in Tokyo, has been in the camera business for 84 years, but it's been struggling in recent years as more people use smartphones to take photos. Social distancing has a lot of people thinking about a trip in a recreational vehicle. Winnebago's reporting a better-than-expected quarter, though it lost money in the period. Its unit that makes motorhomes saw business up more than 20%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching News and Fearless Debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
20 seconds isn't much time, but it's enough to stop the spread of coronavirus by washing your hands. Just lather with soap and water, scrub for 20 seconds, rinse, dry, and repeat often. A message from the Illinois State Medical Society.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. And give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Mia Zaz wants to recognize the incredible sacrifice that our local first responders and essential workers are providing for us. They're giving away one of their flatbread, salad, or pasta meal kits to families of first responders. One free kit given away for every five kits they sell. If you'd like to support your local first responders, check out Mia Zaz's new meal kits on their website, MiaZaz.com. With plenty of delicious options to choose from and delivery and pickup available, you've got no reason not to give Mia Zaz a try. On the corner of Green and Wright Street in Champaign.
Has COVID canceled your summer plans? Sign your kids up for summer camps teaching science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics through unique curriculums. Learn how to take your idea and translate it into something that can change the world in the Invention Camp, or learn basic graphic design skills in the Digital Art Camp, and don't miss out on the Drones and Things That Fly Camp. These camps have limited availability, so be sure to sign your kids ages 8 to 12 up at steamcamper.com/book online. Steam Camper. Summer Camp. Reimagine.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
There you go. Marines.
Yeah, baby.
824. Somebody about databases.
Right. Oh, okay. And, you know, when you buy recreational marijuana, they ask for a driver's license. Well, they put your name in a database so the cop knows when you pulled over that you've been buying marijuana?
No, I mean, that's not the same database. I mean, you could probably, in a criminal case, subpoena the cannabis place, but I guess my premise is privacy. What are you talking about?
What's that?
That's exactly. Everybody
well,
knows.
And then it says, does that apply to the coronavirus test? If they ask for identification, will you go into a database?
I mean, probably.
Could be released to your health insurance supplier.
I don't know about going to the health insurance affecting rates. I don't think your health insurance goes up when you have coronavirus. I don't think they do that. I mean, you can
I
do
mean,
that
there's
anything.
People that are wiggy about all
listen,
this sort of thing.
It's
that's
fine
for sure.
Because
they're data mining.
You think they don't know everything about you? I mean, come on, man.
I mean, it Google. Felt weird when I was going to a restaurant and they want to know stuff about
hey,
you. When you're sitting down in their establishment, I guess, because you could be in the vector.
Here's what, let me drag this into politics. Here's what doesn't make any sense. Why I don't have to show an ID when I vote. What is that?
Right.
Suppression! Racist! Well, then we're all racist asking for ID at the airport, at the liquor store, at the cannabis store.
At the coronavirus test.
Why would I need a driver's license then? I mean, why wouldn't you want to know who's voting when you go vote? You ought to have to say, here's who I am, here's my license.
Well,
how can that possibly be objectionable?
I had heard that's why they were having such concerns with the immigration in Rantoul. They didn't want to identify themselves
because
they still had paperwork to do to be a legal citizen
well,
in America.
There's all kinds of those issues from who should be and who isn't. I think we've all agreed we've let all that go, right? I mean, we kind of accept that there's a whole bunch of people that aren't citizens that are working. And I have nothing against those fine people, but I think we ought to have a system that says you have to follow these steps. I need to know who you are, where you're from. You have to do the paperwork, go through all the process to become a citizen here. And how that's objectionable, I have no idea either. I'm just saying, if somebody is coming to your home and you ask who they are you going to let them in if they don't tell you? And the answer is no. You wouldn't let anybody in your home. This is our home, the United States. So that's another issue I don't get. Why you wouldn't want to know, just I'm not saying keep anybody out. I'm just saying, let's find out who you are.
Well, and there was some movement on the Dreamers Act inside the last week or so, but because of all the trending stories that we have to follow and everybody wants to know about, it just kind of got pushed under the rug.
Well, again, that's you need a system. That's the whole point of it. We're all from somewhere, and we need a system and it needs to be legal. And that's part of the slippery slope we're on currently. You don't like a law and you're a prosecutor, you're not going to prosecute. Well, you can't do that. You have to follow all the laws. And if you don't like the laws, then you go to your representative and then they go to Springfield and then they try and change the law. But we can't just nilly-willy say, I'm picking that, and that today, and then Tuesday I'll pick that law to follow and not that law because that's not right.
That's right.
You can't do that. Not if you want civilization as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody that wants chaos and anarchy, that's you're doing the right thing. But otherwise, I don't understand that. I don't understand how we can ask for a driver's license just about anywhere in our life. And if you ask for it to vote, you're racist or right. You're suppressing votes.
Right.
I mean, then everything we do is racism and suppressing something. Somebody's right to have Jack Daniels. I mean, you're asked for your license and everywhere you go for
right.
Anything of significance. And yet for voting, nope, that's not right.
Well, and when we were talking with Hans von Spakowski from the Heritage Group about voting by mail and the citing of the issues in the 80s in Chicago.
No, that's right.
Wow, I looked that up briefly. That is a story there.
Well,
how many dead people voted?
Hans von Spakowski was on earlier.
Look, voter registration rolls all over the country are in terrible condition because states don't do a good job of maintaining their accuracy. They don't do a good job of taking people off who've moved out of state, of taking people off who've died. So if you're a state that simply mails an absentee ballot to every single registered voter, that means that ballots are arriving in neighborhoods all over the state for people who don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm. How about that? I mean, what do you do with it? You can't do that. And then if you're telling me that some guys can really manufacture a $20 bill and pass it as counterfeit and they get away with that, wouldn't that be pretty easy to manufacture ballots?
I would think so.
Oh, heck yeah. Particularly if you're able to change the direction of the country, you'll do anything, right? Because you can't have the evil one stay another 4 years, so you have to get Joe Biden in there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Some of the stuff we're dealing with and talking about, I just never thought we'd talk about it.
359-2255 if you have an opinion, or we're at steviejay.com, or you can also follow us on Facebook Live. Thanks for that.
Going to meet Scott Sava and Harry Mock. We're going to talk about their movie Animal Crackers. Stand by.
Someone visits your website. Does it say this?
Hello, welcome to our site. How may we serve you today?
Or does it sound more like this?
Come on in. Door's open.
Don't let a poorly designed website hurt your business's reputation. Let Design Vector bring award-winning talent with over 20 years of experience to ensure that your brand's print and web design speak to your capabilities. They offer everything from full web designs to brochures, business cards, logos, and more. Visit designvector.com to see what their team can design for you.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about protests near the White House. It's a shame that Congress doesn't do something about the lowlifes that burn the American flag. It should be stopped and now.
Protesters hung an American flag, set it on fire near Lafayette Park just after a group tried to form the so-called Black House Autonomous Zone outside the White House and also attempted to tear down a statue of Andrew Jackson.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Federal prosecutor Aaron Zelensky is expected to tell the House Judiciary Committee today that his office was repeatedly pressured to give Trump ally Roger Stone a break.
Prepared testimony said sentencing instructions for Stone were based on political considerations. Prosecutors had originally recommended Stone get up to 9 years in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering, but President Trump tweeted he thought that was too harsh. Stone's sentence was cut to over 3 years.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A teen was hurt in a shooting yesterday. At about 4 o'clock, Champaign police responded to the area of Phillips Drive and Nelson Court on a reported shooting. When they got there, officers learned a 16-year-old male had been hit by gunfire and was taken to a local hospital by personal vehicle. He sustained 2 non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to his lower body. Police say the preliminary investigation suggests the victim was traveling on foot when a vehicle approached and gunfire was exchanged between the two, hitting the victim. The Urbana Park District has finished its geese harvest. The News Gazette says the district collected 175 geese to be killed at a poultry processor. They released some back to Crystal Lake Park. The Park District's permit from the state allowed 175 geese to be killed. The meat from the geese will be donated to a food bank. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't hit a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane?
Looking good, Stevie. Plenty of sunshine this morning. We're already at 69. 80 our high, 58 our low. Chance for a stray shower this afternoon at 20%. About the same for tomorrow. Mostly sunny. High 85, low 63. Slight chance of showers on Friday's forecast, too. And warm with a high 91, a low 72. Partly cloudy conditions. Again, we're at 69 on ESPN. 93.5.
You're going to want to watch Animal Crackers when it comes out, a new movie animated with some big stars.
Hi, I'm Danny DeVito.
I'm Raven Simone.
Patrick Warburton.
Harvey Fierstein.
Sylvester Stallone.
Wallace Shawn.
Tara Strong.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Woody Rose Taylor.
Kevin Grievous.
James Arnold Taylor.
Hi, I'm Emily Blunt. I'm the voice of Zoe.
And I'm John Krasinski, the voice of Owen in the new animated movie, Animal Crackers, which we are very excited to show you the world premiere of the trailer.
Prepare yourself for something
What happened to that wide-eyed kid who used to love the circus?
He grew up.
I'm eating dog.
Captivated by this YouTube video. Movie is Animal Crackers. Producer Harry Mock. The director, writer, Scott Sava. Harry, how are you?
Hey, Stevie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Scott, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Well, it's 6:35 in the Los Angeles area, so I thank you gentlemen for being up and semi-alerted this hour of the morning. Fantastic. Harry, talk to me. How did this Animal Crackers, how did it come about? How did you get involved?
Wow. Well, yeah, it goes back to the early 90s when Scott Sava and I used to produce at Atari Games together. So that kind of just, I just aged myself right now.
Well, and Scott, you and Harry have been working together for 30 years?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a long time. Sorry, man. Yeah. Harry has been, Harry and I have been working together. God, Harry was, Atari, then what, Shaquille O'Neal and Master P. I mean, he's been amazing. Harry's one of those people who just doesn't stop.
Well,
I mean, he is.
Harry's like a master. What are you, Harry? I mean, you're like the best martial arts guy in the world or something? I mean,
I've been in martial arts most of my life. As a matter of fact, that's what started me in this whole crazy industry when I was about 14 years old. I started martial arts when I was about 8. I'm a 9th degree black belt. And I tell you, I saw my first Bruce Lee movie and that was it.
Unbelievable. And you were in Rambo 2. You were the guard that got the arrow in his head. I thought you should have won an Academy Award for that part. That was amazing.
Well, the story how Stallone hired me personally for that, and I was supposed to double kicks for them, but because of all the political stuff that goes on in Hollywood sometimes, and with the stunt guys, I ended up taking the arrow to the head and pinned to the post.
Okay. All right, so you guys have been around a while. You've been working together a while. Animal Crackers, you got a list of stars here. That is amazing, Scott. How'd all that happen?
Well, I live in Franklin, Tennessee. Harry's out there, you know, in La La Land, but I live here in Franklin, Tennessee, and I had come up with an idea. I was playing with my kids. They were about 4 or 5. We were playing in the backyard, and I came up with an idea while we were eating animal crackers. What if you ate a lion cookie and poof, you became a lion? You ate a giraffe and poof, you became a giraffe. And we thought it was fun, and we played around, and I wound up turning it into a book, and then I wrote a screenplay, and then that's it. That's about, you know, the limits of what I can do. And then Harry came along, and Harry said, well, I know how to get some money. Harry, you take it from there. You tell them how you did that.
Well, you know, I just hired Scott to do a project with Shaquille O'Neal, a project that I created called Hoop Fighter, where I combined full contact martial arts with basketball and actually made it work. So I ended up, started off as a game, and then I ended up writing it as a screenplay. And then Lionsgate, Jeff Flanagan at Code Black with Lionsgate picked it up, wanted to do something with it. So we did 6 animated shorts and 100-page comic book novel and an iPad, iPhone game app. And the budget was, the budget just wasn't that much. I mean, it should have cost us a few hundred grand to do that, but I only had $110,000, and who do I know that could make this thing happen? Scott Sava. So that's how
tell them about AFM.
Yeah, animation looks great, and we were able to make this thing happen. So thereafter, Scott took a look at we were looking at the animation, and he says, wow, this looks great. You know, we should go ahead and I want to turn Animal Crackers, one of my books, into a feature film. And I said, well, hey, if you do that, you know, I'll help you raise the funds. So we, 1 year I went to AFM, which is the American Film Market, held in Santa Monica at the Lowe's Hotel. And I told him I'd go around, sniff around, and sure enough, I ended up at this party. I met a gentleman by the name of Michael Favell. Scott was so incredible to put together this animated trailer that looked just spectacular. And Michael saw it, and he said, oh, my God, this is incredible. He says, you know, I have some sources. Let's make this happen. So Michael and I worked together, and we ended up raising the money for the movie. And Scott, what happened after that?
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine suddenly Harry says, hey, I got you $10 million.
Wow.
And, you know, my wife and I were, our house was in foreclosure. We were on food stamps at the time. So it was like a miracle. And so we got my friend Jamie Thomason, who does casting, and we asked him, can you look for some cast? And he went and started looking, and, you know, you get a bunch of stuff. And one day, just Ian McKellen, Gandalf,
what?
Said yes.
What?
And we were like, what? I mean, $10 million is not a lot of money in Hollywood. I mean, animated movies cost like $150 million. So he just really liked the script, and he was willing to work for pretty much scale. Man. And so we have this, you know, amazing actor came on. Well,
everybody followed in when you get the big, but I mean, you say, Sly, I can pay you like $12 an hour. Are you good with that? I mean,
I know. That was pretty much it. It was Sly came on, DeVito came on, we had Patrick Warburton, Harvey Fierstein, we had Gilbert Gottfried, Wallace Shawn, Raven Simone. What we were missing was the two leads, the husband and wife of Owen and Zoe. And we were getting offers, but they were way out of, you know, like a lot of actors wanted to be in it. We were getting Ben Affleck. We were getting Justin Timberlake. We were getting Johnny Depp, but they were way out of our budget. Mm-hmm. And Jamie says, I'm going to run a name by you. He goes, what do you think about John Krasinski? I said, never heard of him.
Oh.
I never watched The Office. So
it's a big dude there. That's unbelievable. And he's married to an amazing actress, too. Come on.
Well, it was 2014, and I didn't know any better. And so I said, he says, well, trust me, he's really, really great. So I said, okay. So we thought, what the heck? And he got Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory was going to play Zoe. Again, never watched The Big Bang Theory, so I was like, okay, I'll trust you. I fly out from Nashville early 2015 for the first session. John's there, the nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy, really complimentary, loves the script, was so fun to work with. But Kaley Cuoco didn't show up. She just, for whatever reason, didn't show up. So we record him, we record Danny DeVito, we record Raven Simone. I fly home a couple weeks later, fly back from Nashville. John's there, Kaylee's not there again. So we do the same thing, come back a third time. She's not there. We had to fire her.
Huh.
Now, it's my first film. I've never been through this before, and I've got to fire Kaley Cuoco, and I don't know what to do. Well, he's there talking. John's talking, and he says, hey, because I just want to let you know, my wife just loved the script. Now, I didn't know who he was married to because I didn't know who he was, so I just I walked away. And fortunately, we were in the sound booth, and Jamie overheard it. He steps in. He says, hey, would Emily want to be in?
Wow.
And he goes, yeah. He just types, you know, on his phone. He goes, hey, babe, you want to be in the film? She replies back, yes. Wow. That's how Emily Blunt came on the film.
John Krasinski, unbelievable. They are one of the two biggest time right now. And I know this is 2014, but it took a while to put all this together. But you have John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And so that's going to help launch this. When is it being released? When will I see Animal Crackers?
July 24th, Netflix, everybody. July 24th.
Worldwide.
Yeah, okay. So what's the status of theaters, and how did that figure into the release with COVID?
You know, it was just blind luck, like everything else. You know, we've had so many ups and downs just getting the film out there. You know, the fact that Netflix picked it up in the middle, you know, it was in January, and then, you know, it turned out to be, could you imagine if we, after everything we'd gone through, if it was a theatrical release that got canceled?
Yeah.
So we're actually really happy.
That's really a heck of a story. And I mean, this is like Sylvester Stallone had like $97 in his checking account when they wanted Burt Reynolds to play Rocky. And he said, no, it's my show. And he got it. Same thing with Scott Sava. I mean, here you are. You're on food stamps. Yeah. Harry Mock gives you a call and says, I raised $10 million. Harry, you the man. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It just isn't that easy. And, you know, we know how Hollywood is. It's pretty fickle and not easy to put a show together. And what I'm seeing on the trailer with Animal Crackers, I just think it's delightful. I think this has a chance to be a real, and it could be one of those, you know, Napoleon Dynamite things where you spend 10 and get 50 back. I mean, that could be amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think we
would love that. I mean, Harry and I and all of us have been, you know, we poured our heart and our soul into the film, and we just, at this point, we just want to just know that people can watch it. You know, it was like Harry's an old hat at this. Harry's been doing this for years. This was my first film, and I am just, you know, terrified of what's going to happen, but excited.
Well, again, it's a shame we're in the midst of this pandemic, because under normal times, I would predict absolute hit, and I think the critics will love it. When will their Rotten Tomatoes things be posted? When will all that happen?
I think July 24th is when the fans come back, because we originally had some fan reviews. We were at like 90% after we had done a couple of screenings.
Yes, excellent.
And
excellent.
So that was good. But yeah. We have, I think you have to get 5 reviews for Rotten Tomatoes. But
okay,
it is up there.
You got big names, and generally that happens. And a lot of times these actors will do it for less because they want their kids to see them work. They want their kids to hear them. I've heard that before. And I think that's what's going to happen. But I'm rooting for both of you. And I want to thank our mutual friend, Warren Honeycutt, for kind of setting this up.
Yeah.
You know that Warren Honeycutt helped us all get off of sugar on this show and throughout Central Illinois. And you also know that age 65 or 66, Warren could still bench press all of us together.
Absolutely. That's right.
And Harry, David, as being a ninth degree black belt, I don't know. I know you're not 30 anymore, but I wouldn't. I'd want you to walk by me during anarchy. I need you, Harry.
Hey, I'm there. Just let me know. Give me a holler.
I'll tell you guys, I can't tell you how I'm pulling for you, because this is the great American story of rolling up your sleeves, of never giving up, of believing in something, of hanging in there, having a guy like Ian McClellan, Gandalf, unbelievable, say you guys had to be floored. What a get.
Yeah.
You know, it says a lot. When we've gone through this, we literally went through distribution hell, and we had signed with a couple of other pretty decent sized distribution companies, and they ended up going belly up, and all film almost got caught up in their bankruptcy. You know, and thank goodness Scott was able to get it out of that bankruptcy, because if we got caught up in that, who knows how long this film would have been tied up.
Mm. Well, I can't tell you how I'm looking forward to this beyond. I just can't wait, because I'm rooting for both of you a lot. So,
thank you. If you guys have time, I'll tell you one quick story about Ian McKellen. Everybody has been so amazing. They've been so kind. In 2018, my son was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and in 2019, we had a hard time getting. He had to start taking shots for immunotherapy, and it was $3,500 a shot.
Oh my goodness!
And we were having a hard time coming up with the money. We were having a hard time getting the insurance to cover it. And I just tweeted, just out of desperation as a father, I just tweeted, and Ian McKellen shared it. And next thing we know, we got a phone call from the pharmaceutical company who gave us a year's supply for free, like $80,000 worth of shots for free.
Wow.
I mean, it's stuff like that they don't, I don't even know if they realize how powerful that they are, but they just, you know, they're kind, and they're just so generous. I mean, to work with us for a fraction of what they get, you know, and then to just be so supportive of everything. It was, you know, they say, you know, beware meeting your heroes, but it was amazing. Everybody was just fantastic.
That's a God thing. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable.
You know, Scott, maybe just mention, if we have a minute, mention about the music. We have an incredible soundtrack.
We got to work with Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh,
we got to work with Michael Bublé with Queen.
Yeah.
It was kind of the same thing musically as it was with the actors. Was we didn't have much of a budget, and like in the case of Queen, I mean, I think the song was like $500,000. We got "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen, and we couldn't afford it. We just couldn't afford it. It wasn't in our budget. There was just not enough money, and we sent a copy of the film where we were at the time to Brian May and Roger Taylor, and they watched it with their family, and they loved it so much that they gave it to us for a song.
Unbelievable.
You know,
and, they called Scott and Heron. They said, how much you got? And he said, $32.80.
There you go.
And they said, okay. Listen, rooting for both of you, and this is just a great American story, and I'm excited, and I think it's going to be a blockbuster in spite of our environment and what's happened in our world. This could be a really good getaway for families. It's a good movie. I can tell by the trailer, and you've got the big names, the big stars, and you even have a better story behind it. Harry Mock and Scott Sava, I appreciate both of you. Let's talk again sometime.
Thank
but
you.
Congratulations, July 24th.
Thank
That's a month
so
from today. Let's go.
Yay, thank you so much.
All right. Good talking to both of you. Thank you.
Animal Crackers. Looking forward to it.
That's the movie, Animal Crackers, out a month from today. Harry Mock, the producer. Scott Sava, the director and writer. A great story. A great story. Unbelievable. ESPN 93.5.
Governor's orders. Honda of Champaign is open for business. New Hondas are only $189 a month. Full-size Honda truck and full-size SUVs are thousands less than domestics. And every Honda has Bluetooth, power windows, power locks, and backup camera. So get Hondas for the price of a Chevy. Now, we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive, but temporary. The factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping rapidly, and if you wait, the Honda Champaign cars will be gone, and the deals will be gone forever. You can buy online now at HondaChampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open by order of the governor.
20 seconds isn't much time, but it's enough to stop the spread of coronavirus by washing your hands. Just lather with soap and water, scrub for 20 seconds, rinse, dry, and repeat often. A message from the Illinois State Medical Society.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3900. 42.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now open 7 days a week at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Head in, check out their newly redesigned floor plan with their selection of buy one, get one free t-shirts, along with other items from top brands such as Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in town, head down to Game Day Spirit, 1602 South Neal Street in Champaign. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Gina here from ABC Heating and Air, where it's our goal for you to always be comfortable. What's that mean, always be comfortable? It means the same service price when we come out to your home, so you're comfortable with the price, and a working AC on those hot summer days, so you're not sweating to death. Let us help you always be comfortable here at ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400, again, 352-5400, to reach me and the team at ABC Heating and Air.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we are about out of time.
Mike had texted in to 359-2255. Sorry, I came in late. So nothing about Bubba and NASCAR.
Yeah,
it
that
wasn't
was
directed towards him, but I'm still mad about him and racism.
Well, here's what happened. Apparently, it broke yesterday, and I'm sorry we haven't talked earlier in the show about this, but apparently the rope found in the locker of Bubba Wallace, African-American, had been there.
Right, October 2019.
Yeah, so it's been there a while, and those are random lockers and around that, that's been there.
Mm-hmm.
And why nobody noticed something hanging on a rafter like that before, I've heard it was a noose. I've heard it wasn't a noose. Bottom line is, the takeaway for me on all of this was everybody coalesced around it when they thought it was a hate crime, which is what they should have done. So this, I don't think this is any, this is not Jesse Smollett, the guy that faked the attack in Chicago. This is something that happened in a tremendously sensitive time that perhaps wasn't noticed when all of this hadn't happened. And then all of a sudden, a rope hanging from a rafter or whatever it was construed as an attack on an African-American, even though it was not, because it had been there via video evidence last October. So it was a big story that turned into, oh, okay, so it wasn't a hate crime. It just was a moment when we saw something we didn't see because of the current situation. That's how I read it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it's continuing to get a lot of blowback here. And do we have racists in America? I believe we do. Are we a racist nation? No, I don't believe that. I think we have ignorant people, but I do believe this is the greatest place, and we're still working on it. Mm-hmm. And we're always going to be working on
it. Sure.
All right, we will meet tomorrow. Deb Frank Fine at 7:35 tomorrow.
Yes.
Mayor of Champaign will jump on.
And Tom Ramage with Parkland College out of the gate. So that's good stuff next tomorrow.
7:05, Tom Ramage, president of Parkland College. 7:35 tomorrow, Deb Frank Fine, mayor of Champaign. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Relive some of the greatest moments in Cardinals history with Cardinals Classic Games.
Here's the pitch
from no-hitter performances.
Swinging a ground ball to third. Oh, no-hitter.
Division wins. Series victories.
That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
It's Cardinals Classic Games on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Tomorrow night at 6:15, the 2013 Central Division clincher on ESPN 93.5.
Explore campus town and support local businesses this summer while students are away. Try a new restaurant, cafe, or do some shopping. Carry out curbside delivery and outdoor seating are available at many locations on Green Street. Better yet, public parking is available all summer long. Sponsored by JSM Living and the Illini Union Bookstore. Find businesses to explore in campus town this summer at ChampaignCenter.com and on Facebook.
As we move forward, what does the future look like for you? At Tapman's Towing, we're taking measures to protect you and your family. If your car has been sitting idle, now's the time to check the overall health and well-being of the battery, the tires, and the entire car. When you schedule a time to take your car to your preferred repair facility, let us help to ensure that your vehicle is ready to go when you're ready to go. Tapman's Towing is here for you now and in the future. Tapman's
Towing. These days, business as usual is anything but. Through Busey Bank's financial relief program, we're offering help to business owners, along with individuals and families, in this time of need. We're in this together, and we're here to support the vibrant communities we're honored to serve. To learn more, visit busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know, what powers you through the day?
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA-powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Pouring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers. tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry. Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors. 328-7529.